97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So on Friday, we had Tammy call in. We were doing a freestyle Friday. We were running out of ideas, basically. We were just being lazy.
We were feeling so lazy.
Exactly. Tammy called in, and what happened was is that she has a roommate, and her roommate is in a bit of a funk and couldn't, like, just wasn't going out, wasn't being herself, and was struggling on dating apps. So Tammy, because Tammy knows her roommate, was like, yo, I got the fix. I'm going to set up a dating app profile. I'm essentially going to catfish my roommate. But for good. She was going to be like, yo, I'm just going to get, you know, get her, feel like she's got her grooves back.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, right? So she's like got a little pep in her step. She noticed her roommate was doing her nails, getting her hair did, looking all confident. The problem was that Tammy, she went in too deep. She didn't pull out when she should have and set up a date for Saturday. And we were debating on Friday, what's the best way to end that? Do you ghost? Do you break it off as the catfish guy?
Right.
Just break it up with her and whatever way that is, whether it's kind of an argument or you just tell her like, hey, I'm not into you or whatever. Or do you flat out come out and be honest? On Friday, I was shocked by how many people said, tell your roommate why you did it and why
it's
for.
It's like that coming to Jesus moment where you're like, look, I did it because I'm worried about you. And look how amazing things are going when you're confident and you're doing your nails and you've got your groove back, you know?
Tammy was in for it this weekend. So we have Tammy on right now to tell us, I don't know, what happened. Tammy, what route did you choose? What happened?
Damn. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
My God. Uh-oh. Why did I listen to you?
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
What did you do?
What happened?
Oh, why are you trying to blame it on us, though?
Yeah. I should have lied.
Okay, because now she's upset with you. You told her the truth.
Yeah, so basically, I held a date, and then, like you guys said, I showed up, like, hey, this is what's going on, and she, like, lost. He was crying and she was upset, which I expected.
Yeah.
And then after everything like calmed down, I was trying to, you know, talk to her and, you know, like instill all the beautiful qualities and principles like you said, and she just kind of had like this blank stare and I just lost her, and to the point where she hasn't been back home since.
What?
Whoa,
wow, geez, so she
scary.
Just bounced.
Do you know if she's okay, Tammy?
I did. I called her mom. Okay. I called her sister, and they let me know that, you know, they have heard from her, but she's just really not answering my calls, which I can understand,
of course.
Know, and it's just been weird, but I'm just like, you know, I really kind of messed up, and it's like, I will never, ever, 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 ever interfere with anyone's life. Like, if you're just sad, just be sad. Like,
I think you just got to be a good friend, you know, just be there for her. You could have reaffirmed how awesome she is without catfishing her.
Or like organically introduced her to a real person, a real human.
Mm-hmm. The concept?
Yeah.
I mean, but hey, good guys are hard to find.
No help. He's like, you should have just canceled or flaked. I don't know why you did it. And I was just like, you know, I'm trying to, you know, be a better person. You know, this was all in good intentions, but I really didn't account for, you know, how deep she was invested into the situation.
Well,
it was
I think the thing was, is that we debated it. And the thing was, is that you'd seen all these positive changes. And when we discussed ghosting and breaking up with her, the worry was maybe she doesn't retain those things. So I understand where you're trying to go for now. When I hear the story back from you on what happened, I kind of feel like maybe you should have come clean, not at the date. You know what I mean? Like, that's too much of a Hollywood ending where you show up and she's like smiling. Because then you're in
public.
That
was like a last minute decision because I was so nervous all day. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. And then finally, I was like, let's just do it. Like, literally 10 minutes before the date was supposed to start.
Oh,
like, literally.
So you're just you were going to let her show up and just get sort of ghosted or stood up.
Yeah.
Which,
I was.
I mean, that would be bad too. I think the whole
situation.
But that
happens, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
More often.
It's never happened to me, but.
I just like to, for the record, I've never been stood up.
Kill me. Like, you know,
I mean,
not trying to make
this
about myself, but
sure
it happens to others.
I can't even imagine, literally. I can't, because like, it's never happened to me.
So it's like, I'm sure it happens to Tammy's friend. Not me.
It's hard. I think, you know, obviously, and that was what we were worried about, you know, initially, because I said I wouldn't want, like, it would be hard to gain trust from a friend that you felt like went behind your back and did that.
Yeah.
I think right now, all you can do is just give it time, and hopefully, like, she will realize, you know, know that you were doing it. You had good intentions when it comes to just catfishing her. But that's tough, man. I'm sorry you're going through that.
Mm-hmm. Shoot.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks, but it's like I brought it on myself. I took that chance. 100%. I just hope she talks to me again. You know, I understand it probably won't be the same, but...
Well, you're roommates, so hopefully that communication has
hopefully she comes back around when
later.
It's like time to pay rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, hey, guess who's ghosting on who now around the rent time? Tammy,
hopefully not.
Thank you for calling in. On a serious note, hopefully she sees the good intentions behind everything you did, although it was pretty jacked up, but you accept that. And don't give up on her friendship.
For sure. Thank you guys so much, man. This was a good lesson.
All right, Tammy, have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. There you go. Don't catfish your friends, just FYI.
It's probably a bad idea. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.